Monica Mutsangwa is the Minister of Information. She gives the latest numbers on the COVID-19 situation in Zimbabwe.
As of 16th May 2021, a total of 591,808 people had received their first dose of COVID-19 vaccines, and about 222,450 had received their second dose. This is across the country. Members of the public are urged to go to their nearest health facility to receive their COVID-19 vaccines so that the country achieves the required herd immunity to control the spread of this global pandemic.
Zimbabwe started its vaccination drive in February. Experts are worried about the weak public interest. Dr. Norman Matara is with the group Zimbabwe Doctors for Human Rights.
I think the information about vaccines is being channeled out to the people, but at the same time, there is also a counter misinformation and disinformation as well, which is all over social media. So I think that is what is causing people to become hesitant in terms of taking up the COVID-19 vaccine. Although the information is coming out, we have also seen that some people are saying they actually do not trust the government, that they are going to provide them with safe and effective vaccines, even though that claim has no basis.
Tinotenda Chambwe is a Harare resident who is yet to receive his vaccine. He explains his hesitancy.
There are lots of stories that are coming out of these vaccinations. You hear some have reacted to the vaccinations, so I do prioritize my health first. I also believe that government is not giving much information, so I can't even trust the government on the part of vaccinations. I also feel that the variants that are coming, like now we have the Indian variant. Yeah, how effective are the vaccines? That casts so much doubt on the effectiveness of the vaccines.
Matara says all opinion leaders need to rally behind the fight against misinformation. But while the government has been a formal source of information during the pandemic, citizens have developed mistrust of official pronouncements. And government critics claim the government has used lockdown measures to tamp down on dissent. For VOA, this is Kudzai Zinawashe from Harare.